We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top. The first words on the line is Loika Choshev. We end of that line, Boi Munei Merav Avo. Continuing, making Hagala or kashering the gas and different parts of the gas that were used for Yai Nesach. So Boi Munei Merav Avo. Hani Gurgi Daramoy. Gurgi, Rashi says, he has two pshatim, one of the pshatim are that it's like a net that holds the grapes in the gas. The grapes are sitting in this gas, in this press, and it has to be pressed down. Now, what holds the grapes doesn't let it spill over the sides. You have this netting that's made out of reeds, made out of a wicker, and that holds it in, and it's very tight, and that gets full of wine and grapes from the goy. So it has blias of Yai Nesach in this net. So how do you kosher it? How do you make it kosher to use for kosher wine? Boi mle ravo, hani gurgi dar moi mai. Omle ravo, tarisua. We learned in the Braisa. In the Braisa it says, Haresha gitov ubeis badov tmeim. In the case where the gas or the beis habad was tame, which means it was used for wine or oil that was tame. And it has automatically blias and of oil that's tummy. Well, because also it's a metaira, you want to metaira it, so how do you kasher it? So different parts, hadafim, which is the piece of the board that you use to press down the grapes or the olives, vahadashim, which Rashi teaches means the gas itself, vahalulavim, that's like the brooms, madichin, that's enough with hadacha alone. You want to clean those out, so you just wash it down. Va'akalim shel nesarim, which is what we call gurgi, va'akalim shel nesarim, and these wicker nets, v'shel batzputz, or it's made out of batzputz, it's a different material. So these things, batzputz is Rasha's canvas, is bali tvei, menagvon, it needs, these things absorb more, therefore it needs niguv, which is basically detergent, mayim and efer together, you have to wash down with mayim and efer, dry it. But you do use water and afer and soap and ashes. V'shal shifa v'shal gemi, that even absorbs even more. Shifa and gemi are type of reeds, shifa like rubbers. You have to wait for 12 months. Now, stop over here. It says over here that the Gemara is being arrived from the Akalim that you see that it needs a nigu. But look at the beginning of his price. So it says, you have the dafim, adashim, and lovim is madichon. So, chara, adashim, rashi, taj, means a gas. So, it sounds like over here, a gas that's made out of wicker. You could be madiachit. You could, whatever it's made out of. We're not sure it's even. We're not sure what it's made out of. But either way, it's a hadacha. L'chara, we learned before that it's not, that the lacha is gashel even, needs niguv. Needs niguv. So, Taris, you'll say, here it's not mizufafim. It doesn't have pitch on it. But even that, we learned before in the Braisa, that if it's not mezufafim, but the loch is v'darachba, the loch is in these niguv. And here it sounds like it's enough for adacha. So Rashi asks this question. Rashi says, Rashi is the fourth word line. Rashi says, Madicham b'mayim, v'al mishnah zu yesh lismoich, she'ein tzarech efer legas. Mid the pashiv ne ravo, ravo uses the Braisa to answer his question of gurgi. V'lo emri nezu in the mishnah. The k'toni by the sagi legas b'hadacha, umaslitim k'toni the by nigov. And Armish says he needs nigov. Shema mino, komu bara bonam basra. Your pastor would say this must be the halacha like this brisa that nigov is enough. That hadacha is enough. You don't need nigov. Now the Mishnah itself is not really a kash on this because the Mishnah before said it was torn has pitch. It never said it had a pitch. Maybe because the stomach's mashma that it always works. It always works hadacha over here, any type of gas. But also, the cash is even more, because the Gemara said before, even without pitch, the Gemara said, I'm down based on the Braisa, that if you darach boi v'chavim, it needs niguv. And here, you probably used it for darach boi v'chavim. And we spoke about Tosis had a kasha of shtickle stira to Rava before, and we answered that depends of a gas shal yishol, a gas shal akum. Here it's mashal with gas shal akum also. So that was Rashi's kasha, l'chayru, to need niguv, not hadacha. Vaistoys is arguing on whatever we learned on that Ayin Dalam base. The Ran over here is chaylik on this Rashi and says that it must be a dashim or something else. It's not a gas because the gas needs niguv and shouldn't be enough ba'adachim. But back to our brayso, we had a question about this netting, this gorgi. And in the brayso it says that the gorgi needs niguv. Now it says if it's made out of shifol gambi, you have to wait 12 months. Rashi and Gemilah, man, menichem a gas the gas from a bad labad. You wait a year to the next. To the next gas, to the next round of making wine, you wait a year for that. Same thing, you wait a year to the next gas. So sometimes you could go to the next gas quicker and sometimes longer. So that enough mean, according to Shmuel, it's totally the next year. Next year, you can use it for the next year's crop, no matter what. And according to Tanakama, you have to wait 12 months. Rabbi Yisrael says, unless you don't want to wait. You don't want to take care of this niguv or wait a year. You want to do it right away. You want to have it done right away. You don't want to wait a year, for example. So what, any other way to make it kosher, if wait a year? You could do agala with boiling hot water. Or you pour on it mezesim, liquid from olives. Now, it's a big machlokes rishonim, what it means. Some rishonim learned it means it was hot mezesim. But other Rishonim, Tosfos in a few places, and they learn that it means even cold zeisim, cold olive juice, is also enough to kasher it because it has acidity, and the acidity brings out the blias. So you can be choleted, like Rashi's Gersa is, even molgon, the molgon b'mei zeisim, which means it doesn't have to be dafka hot, it can be even cold, and that will kasher it out. Rav Shimon Milam, Rav Shimon Yesu Eimer, all these things, pashas, are not a machlokes. There's one eitzah of 12 months, another eitzah of doing agav reishchim or mezesim. Rav Shemuel, Shemuel Yisrael, Eimer, Amanichin tachas tzinor shemeimam v'kalchi. You put a tach under a gutter that the water is running. Oibim mayin shemeimam v'reitvim. You put it into a spring where the water is running, and that cleans it out. By the running water, it kashes it out. V'kama, how long you have to put it under the sinner or under this mayin? Oina, you have to put it under it for oina. We'll see how long that is. 24 hours, pashas. Well, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. It doesn't mean 24 hours. It means 12 hours. We'll see what the Gemara means. Kama, it means oina. Oh, you put it under here for oina. Now, it says, Viter, in the Braisa, Kederach Sha'om Rubiyayin Esach, Kachom Rub Tyrus. Say these are in Esach, you say by Tyrus. Now, remember, this Braisa is talking about Tyrus. What do you mean? This is what Tyrus. Now we have a Tyrus coming up. Hello, this is Igor is the Brisa. Kederach Shom v'Tyrus Kach Omru b'Yayin Esach. Same with Yayin Esach. So that's the pshitas to the Shaila. Shall start off the Gemara today. Gurgi dar moi. How do you kasher it? So on that we're answering that the way you kasher this gurgi dar moi is by doing niguv. And if it's made out of gemi or shifa, which is like rubber or reeds, you have to wait for 12 months. Or you have to wait till next year. It's a machlokes how to read that 12 months or next year, next crop, and then you have Yisrael you can do hagala or mezesim, or you put on the running water for oina. Now, how much is a oina? Kama oina? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yechon or Yoyim or Laila, a day or night. Rav Chana sheino bar Milav, Rav Chana bar sheino Amar Rav Chana Amar Yechon chatz Yoyim chatz Laila, half a day and half a night. So is it a stira? Amar Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Oy Pligi, Havat Kuvas Nisam and Tishrei, then. Right, because it's one day, because one day is 12 hours. How about Kufas Tamas V'Teves, where either you have too short a day or too short a night, so then it's 12 hours, is the Chatzi Yoyim V'Chatzi Laila. For example, in the winter, or the summer, or the middle of summer, middle of winter, you do Chatzi Yoyim V'Chatzi Laila. This way you're getting 12 hours, but if in the winter you use a day alone, it's much less, and in the summer, a day is much more. So it just means, everyone agrees, it's 12 hours. Oina is 12 hours. Om Rav Yehuda, Hani Ravoki da Armoi de Mazia. Ravoki is a type of sieve, type of filter that you made out of sacks, and you made it out of hair, the Mazia. Grasha is made out of human hair, actually. So there, you used it for wine. How do you makasher it that now you can use it for kosher wine? Madichon, it's enough just to wash it. It doesn't absorb anything. Enough just to wash it, and that's enough. The Amrov, then a wool, Menagvon, you have to use the detergent, you have to use the Mayim and the Afer. The kisna, if it's made out of linen, meyashno, and you have to wait 12 months. V'ikur kitri, sharilu, if it has knots, you have to undo the knots before you kasher it, because there might be some wine trapped in the knots. Similarly, next Gemara, hayin dekule v'chalosa d'armoi, you have these baskets of legoyim, the chayti bechavli tzuri, that they sewed it with chavli the tzuri, are these chavolim made out of like lovim of a palm tree. Madichon, it's enough with hadacha alone. A top on base now. The tzafsa is made out of rubber of a gemi. So the halacha is menagvon yedus niguf. The kisna, if it's made out of flax, meyashnon, so then you wait 12 months. Yes, bukitri sharlu, if it has knots, sharlu, zograshi, sharlu, matira vacha managvon, shayai nivla biksharim. And the Maran is dying from Rashi. The Rashi holds the only time you need the matiron, these knots, nirim advarv zokteran, dafka benigo vitzarach hetek sharim, av beyishon vahadach aloy, there you don't need it. And he argues, the Ran argues, it's dig from Rashi's master, only they only got a niguv. There's three things here. There's hadacha, niguv, and mayashdom. When do you have to undo the knots? All three, or only by niguv? He says, Zog the Ran, master from Rashi, dafka when niguv tzarach hetek sharm, al vayishun vahadacha loy, but Zog the Ran, ima shmoy shadovakein, kim der mina and stoma, isbe kitri sharlu, master da yishun the somachle, namikoi. The figure in Nirosh, yishun, ve niguv tzrichin hetek sharm. So the Gemara Vayta, Itmar. Ama Oretz, Shehoish, we know Ama Oretz, anything he touches becomes Tomei. So Ama Oretz, Shehoish, Yodel, the gas. He stuck his hand into the gas. The gas had over here wine, and it had grapes, and it had these clusters of grapes attached to the clusters. Venoga Vashkoilis, he touched one of the clusters. So is everything in the gas become Tomei or not? Are they all Mechubar or not? So Rebbe Rabchia, Chadama Eshkol v'chol sivaisov tameim. The Eshkol and everything around it is tamei. V'chol gas kula tar, but the rest of the gas is tar, tahira, because they're not touching. Only touch the Eshkol. V'chadama no chol gas kula nami tameya, because the mashka is mechaber everything. That's all one entity, and therefore everything becomes tamei. Freit the Gemara l'man diyama Eshkol v'chol sivaisov tameim. V'chol gas kula tahira. Lamadiyama holds that only the Eshkol and around it is Tomei. And the whole gas is Tahar. Why is it different than the following Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Sherechim is the Rechayim. You find the Sherets in a Rechayim that's used to grind up olives. Einim etamah mokam agoi. Only the mokam agoi is Tomei, not everything else. If there's mashkin there, mahalach, if there's mashkin around it, so then it's mechaberit. Then the loch is, I call Tomei, everything is Tomei. So it's kasha. Well, here he says that it's tar, everything around it, and you know everything besides for the eshkol v'sfira sehal. And there it's mavuyer that everything is tar because it's mechuber. Zog to Gemara by zaysim also in mapsikul emidi. There's no hefsek. The zaysim sit by itself. They're not. They're mixed in the mashka seamlessly. They're not part of a cluster. Hacha mapsik eshkolos. Here the grapes are part of a cluster, and therefore it separates it from the rest of the mashka, and therefore only the eshkol is tame. The Eshkol and everything around it is Tameh, and the whole gas is Tar. Why? Because no Chibur. Are you going to ask me, it's an obvious question, that if that's the case, so only the Eshkol should be Tameh. Why V'chol Sivayisav Tameh? Say Eshkol is Tameh, the rest of the gas is Tar. What's V'chol Sivayisav? So it's a very good question. The Ritva talks about it. The Ritva says that it's a Chumra Ba'alma. Stam a Chumra Ba'alma. You're right. That's only the Eshkol should be Tameh, but around the Shvitar, it's only a Chumra Ba'alma. And that's Ad Kan, the Sugya of Yayin Esach. And Amiyat Hashem, in the next Mishnah, we're going to handle the Sugya of Tfilas Kalim and the Sugya of Hagolah.